Hello, Paul speaking.
This is the confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to us.
Thank you for getting connected with eBay customer support. This is Alex William. How are you doing today?
Good, buddy. I just had a phone call saying I'm getting $200-something taken out of the account.
Okay, let me see, sir. Just give me a moment.
Yep.
And when was the last time you made any kind of shopping from eBay, sir?
Oh, man, I couldn't tell you. It would have been a while ago.
Okay, alright.
He misses you if he does it.
According to a server report, sir, you can see that there's a new eBay account has been created yesterday night around 9 o'clock, and around 10 o'clock there's a purchase of $299 gift card.
Yeah, what's that purchase for? Do you know?
It's a purchase of JB Hi-Fi gift card for $299.99.
I don't know enough about that, mate.
Okay. Let me tell you the billing address you can see, which is 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, United States. So, do you know anyone from there?
Where's that, mate? United States?
It's in United States, yes. In Mountain View, California, United States. So
yeah, no, no,
no. You that charge, right?
Yeah, no, I haven't authorized that, mate.
Okay. What are we going to do right now? We're going to block the transaction immediately because this might be a case of a fraudulent activity under your details. Some hackers from online is trying to misuse your details and purchasing some gift cards, okay? And this might be a fraudulent transaction without your authorization. So what we're going to do right now, we already put the transaction on hold, yes. And
yeah, you
we're
going to
block
your
account right now, yes.
Yeah.
So can you just confirm me which device do you use to go online so that we can register the cancellation for you? As because your information has been compromised, at the moment, you are the only authorized person to cancel it, okay? So yes, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to help you out to block this the transaction. So tell me, sir, do you have any computer or a laptop or a smartphone with you?
Yeah, we do.
Do you use internet?
Yes, we do use internet, mate, yeah.
Okay, do you have any computer or laptop with you in which you use internet? Do online?
No, not really, mate.
All right.
No, it's on internet, mate, yeah.
You do have a smartphone at the moment?
I'll get an iPhone, mate.
Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to register the cancellation through your iPhone, sir. Do a thing, first of all, you need to put me on speaker.
Yeah, okay, no worries. Hang on a sec.
Yeah, put me on speaker, sir.
You there?
You hear me, sir?
Yeah, mate, yeah.
Alright, have you put me on speaker?
No, I have my speaker on speaker now.
Yeah, now. Have a look on your screen. You need to swipe up the page from the very bottom. And am I on speaker now? Can you hear me louder?
Yeah, mate.
All right. Now simply swipe up the page and come back to a regular home screen of your phone, where you can see all your apps and icons.
Can we go back to home screen?
Yeah. Come back to your home screen, sir. Are you back to the home page? Okay. Now, confirm me? Okay.
Hang on, mate.
All right. Now, can you see all your apps and icons of your phone? Just get back to the home page, sir, where you can see all your apps.
Right, thank you. Hang on, take mate. Yeah, mate, I'm still
yet. All right, are you back to the home page of your phone now?
Yeah, I'm back at the home page, mate, yeah.
Okay, Now, can you just confirm me, sir, are you using the Wi-Fi at the moment or you're using your mobile data?
Mobile data, mate.
Okay, and which network do you use, sir? Is it Telstra, Optus, Vodafone?
Oh, Optus. Oh, Optus. Optus. Okay.
Okay. Now, what you need to do, you need to open up the App Store from your end. Open up the App Store. It's a blue color icon. Yes.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, go on. Open it.
It's a blue color icon with a capital letter A on it. App Store.
Yeah, got me on App Store, mate, yeah.
Now look at the right hand side bottom.
What's that, mate?
Just give me a moment. Now look at the right hand side bottom corner. There will be a small magnifying glass. It says search.
Yeah, press that, mate. Yeah, I've done
that. Now look at the top of your screen, okay? At the very top, there is a white search bar. It says games, apps, stories, and more. Do you see that, sir?
That's right, mate, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you need to type over there, letter A. A is in Australia, letter A.
You want me to type in letter A, yeah?
Then letter, yes, after the letter A, type the letter N. N as in November, letter N.
Sorry. You want me to type in letter A, then letter N?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, no worries, I'll do that now.
How do you type in A, N?
Yes, I've done that.
Yeah, then type the letter Y, Y as in yellow, Y.
Y, yep.
Then letter D, D as in David, letter D.
Yeah, done that.
Then letter E, E as in Edward, letter E.
Yeah, mate.
Then letter S, S as in sugar, letter S.
Yes, mate.
Then letter K, K as in killer, letter K.
Yep.
Now tap on search. Give a click on
What's
search.
What's that, mate?
Yes, you need to give a click on search now. Tap on search.
I've done that.
Now what are the results you are getting? Please let me know so that I can guide you further.
Any
deck,
remote.
Yeah. Yes, you need to give a click on it, and there will be a blue color box, it says get. You need to give a click on get.
Yeah, no worries, mate.
Yes. Is it downloading now?
I should install it.
Yes, install it. Once you see the open option, please let me know, sir. After that, our server is gonna generate a cancellation ID for you. So once it's open, please let me know. Yes.
You opened it, mate?
Yes, click on open.
I've done that.
Now what can you see, sir?
Yeah, I've done that, mate.
Yes, after opening up, what can you see?
I can see your number, your address.
Yes, that's your cancellation ID number. Can you please read it out for me?
I'll read it to you, mate, no worries.
Yes.
829
Uh-huh.
235
Uh-huh.
838
I'm telling you the ID once again, sir. You please check it from your end. It's 829-235-838 Am I correct, sir?
You're correct, my dear.
Okay. Now, listen to me very carefully, sir. As because your informations are trying to be compromised in our platform to the overseas links, so we're going to configure that your internet security is okay or not. So we're going to give you a security from our server, okay? You will be receiving the security on your screen. Now, you need to scroll down the page, okay? Just scroll down the page. You will get two blank check boxes. I trust this call. I'm aware of the risk. There will be blank check boxes, yeah. Check in both the boxes, and click on accept.
I can only click one box, mate.
There will be two blank check boxes. I trust this call. I'm aware of the risk. Scroll down the page.
Oh, I got it. Accept it now?
Yes, then click on accept.
I've done that.
Now you will get an accept again. Click on accept.
Done that, mate?
Now you will get a last option which is start broadcast. Only give a click on start broadcast, then don't touch anywhere on your screen. The server will verify the ID.
I'm doing it right there, mate. You ready?
Yeah, only click on start broadcast.
Yeah, press it.
Now don't touch anywhere. The server is verifying the ID for you. Just give us some time. Now, do you see a black box on your screen with a timer on it?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, the server has verified your ID successfully. Now, simply swipe up the page from the very bottom and come back to your regular home page of your phone, where you can see all your apps and icons.
Okay, I'm back to the home page, mate.
Now, you need to open up the settings from your answer. Open up your settings.
Yes, I'm at mine.
Yes. Now scroll down the page. You will get to see an option. It says display and brightness.
Hey, mate.
Yes.
Say it again, mate.
You will get to see an option display and brightness. Check.
Oh, display and brightness. Yes.
Yes, sir. Click on display and brightness.
Hey, mate. Yes, I got that. Yes, I'm done,
now,
mate.
Now scroll down the page, you will get to see an option that says auto lock. Give a click on auto lock.
Yes, I'm done, mate.
And you need to make it never. Make it never, sir.
Yes, I'm done, mate.
Okay, now have a look at the left hand side top corner. You will get to see a back button. You need to give a click on it.
Done that, mate, yes.
Then do that again.
Back to setting, yes, done that, mate.
Yes, now scroll to the top, sir. You will get to see your name at the top on your iPhone.
Yes,
give a click on your name, sir.
What's that, mate?
Now, after clicking on your name, you will get to see the first option is his name, phone numbers, and email. You need to give a click on it.
Okay. It's just loading, mate.
Yes, now just after that, some of your basic informations will come, like your date of birth, your email address, and your name. Okay?
Yeah,
so I'm confirming you all the informations from my end. Your name is Paul Dobby, sir. Your app, yes. Your email address is paul1973@gmail.com, and your date of birth is 19/8/1973. So these are the basic, yes. So these are all the basic informations which has been used for creating the fake account of eBay, which is getting operated from the overseas country, okay? Now look at the left-hand side top, there is a back button. Give a click on the back button. Now you will get to see an option, payment and delivery. You need to give a click on it.
Payment, delivery, yes, MasterCard, yes.
Yes. Yeah. And okay. what can you see on your screen now? Can
it
you see your billing?
Now it says restore music, sorry, that's still cancel.
Yes, just give a click on cancel. Don't need to go there. Just give a
okay,
click on cancel. Yes.
So where do you want me to go near, mate?
Alright. Now simply swipe up the page and come back to your regular home screen of your phone where you can see all your apps and icons. Come back to the home page.
Yes, I got that, mate.
Okay, now what we're gonna do, sir, we're gonna start up the security procedures as because your informations and your details are getting compromised. So, look at the bottom, there's a Safari browser. You need to open up your Safari.
Yes, Safari, got that, mate?
Yes. Now, you need to open up a fresh page of Safari. Once you get it, please let me know.
Yes, I've done that, fresh page, yes.
Okay, now do you see Google over there? You need to give a click on Google.
Yeah, I'll click on Google for you. Ready? Yes, I've done that, mate.
Alright. Now look, there will be a search bar. Give a click on that search bar. First of all, give a click on no thanks, then give a click on the search bar, okay?
Yeah, no worries, I've done that.
Okay. Now in the search, type over there my, M as in mother, Y as in yellow, my.
My, yep.
Then leave a space.
Can I give my space?
Yes, give a space.
Yes.
Then number one, numerical one.
Number one? Yes?
The letter P, P as in Paris, P.
Yep.
Okay, now do you, anything comes up, it says my 1P address location. Do you see any option like that? Give a click on it. My 1P address location. Give a click on it.
Yes, I've done that, mate. Yes.
Okay. Look at the bottom. From the bottom, there will be the third option. It says my 1P address location. You need to search it. My 1P address location. Only search it.
Okay, my IP address location, yeah?
Yes, that's the only thing you need to search for.
I've done that, mate, yes.
Click on the search bar again. Click on the search bar.
What is this? What is my IP address and your public address?
No. Look at the top in the search bar. You need to type there, my, M as in mother, Y as in yellow, my.
Hang on, mate. Go back to...
Yes, click on the search bar and type the my 1P address location. It will be 1P.
1P, 1P.
It will be 1P. Number 1, then letter P. Okay, 1P.
This is IP.
No, it will be 1P. Number 1, numerical 1.
Okay, I'll do that, mate.
Yeah.
1P
address location.
Oh, yes, mate. Yes,
what's
that, mate? Yes.
Press that?
Yes, press that. Press that, mate, yes.
Okay. Now, do you see any option? It says, what is my IP address location, not VPN?
Yes, that's right, mate, yes. What is my IP address location? Find out here, yes?
Yes, you need to give a click on it, sir. Give a click on it.
I've done that, mate. It's loading, yes?
Okay. All right. Now, first of all, tell me, sir, do you know anything about IP address? What IP address is exactly?
No, not really, mate.
Okay, so I'm telling you, IP address is basically the internet protocol address. Scroll to the top of your screen, you will get to see some numbers over there. Where it's written, it says, what is my IP address? And there will be some numbers. Yes, do you see that? Okay,
yep.
So this is your IP address, which you're using for your own personal use, okay? Apart from you, no one is allowed to use this IP address, because in this IP address, all your details, all your internet activity things are getting recorded, okay? So, if someone gets into your internet line, if someone gets into your IP address, they will get all your information, all your details in a very simple way. Now, look at the top of your screen. Do you see any black line over there? It says your IP and your status. Look at the very top of your screen. Look to the very top. This says your IP and your status. Do you see that?
It says unprotected.
It says unprotected. So at the moment, your status is unprotected just because your informations are trying to be compromised from your IP address. Do you see any red alert on the middle of your screen?
Yes, your lines can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection.
Yes. So this is our alert has been given to you because your IP address is getting compromised by some online hackers. They're getting into your details and they're doing this kind of fraudulent activities, okay? So what we're going to do right now, we have to put the security to all your informations, okay? Like whatever the internet activities you do. And basically, at the moment, the hackers have made a fraudulent charge on your account by the help of your IP address, okay? So according to our server reports, you have got two banks with you. Am I correct, sir? Okay, I'm confirming you the name of the banks. One is Bendigo and the another one is Commonwealth Bank. Am I correct, sir?
Yeah, you're correct, mate. Yeah.
Okay, so I do believe you check your banking statements on online. Do you check it, sir?
I can't hear you, though.
Okay, so I'm just holding the line for you. Okay, you take your time and simply log in to your Commonwealth and your Bendigo
and check all your statements over there, okay? If you see any single transaction, even it is $1, please let me know. If it is unknown to you, even the transactions are unknown to you, if you see anything like that, please let me know so that we can provide you the securities. All right?
Okay. Yeah, hang on one second.
You just come back to your normal home screen the way you... Yes. And simply check all your statements. Yes. Are you checking all your statements?
Check all your statements
thoroughly. If you see any unknown transaction over there, please let me know, okay? You can see one unknown transaction?
It's only $28.
Sorry?
It's only for $28.
It's a charge of $28?
Okay.
We need to verify the transaction, okay? Can you just click on that transaction, please? Click on that transaction.
Yes, I've done that.
Okay. Now, you will get to see there will be a reference number over there. Do you see any reference number?
Yes, yes, right.
Confirm me that reference number.
You ready?
Yes, confirm me that.
Yeah, you ready?
Yes, uh-huh.
416.
Uh-huh.
163.
Okay. And it's a transaction of $28, right, sir?
$28.44.
Okay, all right. Now, we're going to make the report to the security server so that we can check this transaction from where this has been done, okay? So that we can check that it's correct or it's a fraud transaction, okay? Now, you simply log out from your first bank and... Come to your another bank, yes, and log into another bank, yes.
That's the only one I can see, yeah. Okay, I'll go to the other bank now, mate, okay?
Yes, log into another bank and check it. All right. Check all your statements.
Say it again, mate.
Check all your statements. Have you checked all your statements thoroughly?
Yeah.
Check all your statements.
It's all good, mate. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm just asking you for the security. You do have a token machine of your Bendigo Bank, sir? Do you have a token machine?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That's a very good thing, sir, because when we will provide the security, the token machine will be needed so that we can provide the security, okay? Now, do a thing, simply log out from your Bendigo and come back to your regular home page so that we can start up the security procedures for you, okay?
Okay, I'm back at the home page, right?
All right, now just stay on the line. Let me talk to the security officer, my senior supervisor, so that I can get the initiates and what the further security steps we need to do so that we can block these online hackers, okay? And just stay on the line, just give me a moment.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Do a thing. Simply log into your Commonwealth Bank once again, sir. Log into your Commonwealth.
Yes.
Once you're logged in, look at the left-hand side top corner. You will get to see your name over there. The first letter and the last. Yes, it's just above that. There's a circular icon with two letters, P and D. Do you see that?
Yes, PD right there.
Yes, give a click on it.
I've got that right here.
Yes, now just scroll down the page. You will get to see an option payment limits. Just check your payment limits.
Option payment limits. I see.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And what's your payment limit?
Yes, it's 20,000.
Okay. Now, simply log out from there and go to a Bendigo.
Okay, hang on.
Yes, take your time.
Yes, I mean Bendigo now, mate.
Yes. Now, look at the left, right-hand side bottom. Do you see any option that says more on your Bendigo account? There will be an option more at the right-hand side. Yes, give a click on more.
Done that, mate.
Yes, now there will be an option that says settings. Give a click on settings.
Yes, done that.
Yes, and there will be an option it says. Now you will get to see an option payment limit, something like that. Just scroll down, just check all the options. You will get to see an option payment limits.
Man, daily limits, a bit.
Yeah, click on that.
5,000.
Okay, that's 5,000. Okay, that's good. We are checking all the securities for this so that we can block the foreign transactions which are trying to be made by these online hackers, okay? Because at the moment, you're connected with the security server of eBay, so we make sure during getting the security, we can give you all the security steps so that we can secure all your accounts, okay? Now, simply log out from your Bendigo, come back to your regular home page, okay? And just give me a moment. Let me talk to the security officer, okay, so that we can get what the further steps we need to take for you. Just give me a moment.
Thank you, mate. Thank you.
Are you there, sir?
Yeah, mate.
Yes, thank you for holding the line. So I just got a confirmation from the from my senior officer. He told me that as because your internet activities is trying to be compromised by some online hackers, what I'm gonna do right now, I'm simply transferring this call to the anti-fraud department, okay? They're gonna block the fraudulent charges from the security server, and they're gonna help you to secure all your information, okay? So please cooperate with him. What are the security steps he will tell you? Please follow the steps so that you can secure your information and your banking details. All right.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Now just stay on the line. I'm just transferring this call to the anti-fraud department. He's going to help you out in a better way, okay? So please cooperate with him. And it's lovely to have a word with you, sir. I bet you have a great time. Yes. Stay on the line. I'm just transferring this call, sir. Yeah.
Yes, thank you very much. Bye.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Hey, go on.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, Mike Paul speaking.
Yes, Mr. Paul, this is Ron Davis from the Anti-Fraud Department. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good, thank you, mate.
All right, I'm fine and thank you for asking me. And I just simply want to ask you that the previous colleague whom we were speaking before, he was just polite to you and tried to explain you each and everything regarding this call.
Yeah, no, it's correct.
Yes,
correct, yes. It's good, yes.
Okay. So I just simply want to ask you, when was the last time you just used any of your shopping websites?
Oh, mate, I couldn't tell you. That's been a while.
Okay. Because the thing is that your details has been registered with the platforms such as eBay, such as PayPal, okay? And what we have just found, your email, your personal details has been getting registered over there, and somebody's trying to just purchasing some unknown or like some unknown things such as gift card or some unknown orders has been placed.
Yeah, they're in America.
Yeah?
They're in America, yeah.
Yes. And what we have just got, the IP location from where the order has been placed and from where the account has been opened or registered, it is found in the Mountain View, California, which is in U.S. And that is very strange that why somebody is trying to just simply use your information in the different platforms, or in the different locations. So while we just try to just check the security label, we have just found the security has been getting collapsed, and somehow your account or your information related to the Comang and the Bendigo is getting compromised, what we need to do, we have just found a suspicious charge inside your Comang, which is for $28.25, and we need to just simply check, because as we do not have released that order, that's why the pending charges is not showing you onto your statement, not either onto your Comang, not either onto your Bendigo. You understand?
Yes, fine, yes.
Yeah, and I just simply want to confirming you from the Bendigo that charges for 299.99 has been made from the account number ending with 945. So please confirm me that do you have any account number ending with 945 from the Bendigo?
I'll just check mine. Hang on one sec.
Yeah. Ending with 3945.
Hey, I might put the glass up.
Okay, take your time.
Yes. 944, okay. Yes.
Yes. All right. So what we need to do, because as you just simply logged in on the security server, we have just simply found there are 7 to 8 foreign IP address are getting connected to your network. So what we need to do, we need to just simply help you to just simply cancel those charges, and we need to catch those people who are just trying to misusing with your network, with your information. You understand, sir?
Yeah, sure. So
I'll let you know what we need to do. What we need to just simply do, we are just simply going at, we are just making a trap for those people to catch them, So we are just simply providing, or we are just simply going to generate an electronic account on which we are just simply putting the security, and which we will be going to be add with your Bendigo ending with 945 account. So once we are just going to add that account to your Bendigo, the fraudsters who are going to be active, they are just going to get inside our account, and what we will get their actual locations, and we will able to find all the unknown or unhidden transactions from which those people has tried to make with the different platform. And once we've done those things, we will get all the platforms locations or all that unauthorized platforms has been registered with your informations. It will be visible to the server so that we can cancel all the platform. You understand?
Yeah, okay, I'm going to trust you on that.
Yeah, yes. So what we are going to do, we are just simply going to make a trap for those people to just simply do something fictitious so that the fraudsters who are inside your account and who are just trying to stealing your information, we can just simply divert them, and we will just simply catch them and put them behind the bars, right? Yeah. Ron Davis. Ron Davis, sir. You just simply write down my
And where are you from, mate? What company is it again?
It's from the anti-fraud department, sir. Anti-fraud department.
And which bank, though?
Okay. Sorry?
Which bank are you from? For anti-fraud department?
The anti-fraud department from the NCA, sir. National Crime Agency.
Okay. All right.
It's 242 Exhibition Street, which is in Melbourne, all right?
Where's your next Exhibition Street, Melbourne?
I beg your pardon?
I'm just on the side away from you, mate, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. And in the meantime, I'll just providing you our helpline number so that at any point of time, you can just simply get in touch with us, all right?
That is to Andy, forward squad.
They checked me, make sure nothing was taken out.
Nothing's come out, I was lucky.
So then how do they know that
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm listening to you.
Which candy did this $299 come out of?
It is coming out from the Bendigo, sir. It is coming out from the Bendigo, as I'm informing you the account information, which is ending with that.
Well, has it come out now, has it, or is it going to come out?
The thing is that we have not released the payment right now. If we're going to release the payment, that's why then it will be just showing you on the statements. So for that reason, we need to just put the security, because the account and the informations are not protected yet. We need to understand that. And that's why we have just put that amount on hold, and we put on the security checkup. That's why we just put it on the red flag, all right, the transaction under the red flag. And that's why if you just confirm me that I have made that payment, then we are going to release it, and then we are going to authorize it. Otherwise, because this is a suspicious transaction, which I have already shown you, my colleague has already shown you, that from which IP those transactions has been made, and that is the reason we just put that amount on hold. Understand?
So you're going to put $299 in your bank account?
Sorry?
So what they're doing is...
Hang on, sir.
Because that amount was suspicious.
Yeah.
They flagged it because it's from a totally different thing to where you are. They're putting it on hold.
Putting it on hold, yes.
And because you said that wasn't my purchase, they're not going to release the funds in that purchase.
Okay. Yeah, no worries, mate.
All right. Because the thing is that if we're releasing the funds, it will be just simply deducted from your account. The amount has been debited from the ledger account, all right? But we have just simply restricted that amount without your confirmation how we can just release those funds. You understand?
Yes, fine.
Yes. So that is the reason I need to just verify each and everything, because we need to distress those foreign people who are just simply misusing with your details. Because this is not about the bank, or this is not about the amount. This is about your credential information. You understand?
Yes.
Because again, they are going to misusing your information in the different platform. And I'm just confirming you one important thing, your email address. Once we just canceling each and everything, and once we put the security onto your accounts and the amounts, we are going to just sending you the email onto your confirmation email account, which is paul1973@mail.com. Correct, sir?
Yes, mate.
And I'm just confirming you your full name, which will be Paul Dobby.
Yes.
Yes. So just give me a moment. Let me just generate that electronic account to just simply catch those people, all right?
Okay.
Yeah. So just be with me. And are you in your home or are you outside, sir?
I'm on Melbourne City on Little Longsdale Street, outside.
Okay. And I just simply want to ask you one important thing. Did you provide your information to your family members or to your friends or some friends outside Australia who can simply log into your account or try to register your account with your details or try to purchase? No one. Because there will be a bunch of gift cards has been placed with your information, so, and that makes us very suspicious. That is the reason.
What a gift card, mate?
Like a gift card is an electronic gift card. Suppose somebody can order the gift card and they can just use it to purchase anything.
Like a voucher,
like a pass. Suppose I'm providing you a $500 gift card. With the help of that gift card, you go to any of the stores and you can purchase with the amount any of the product.
Yeah,
and it will be redeemed with the help of that gift card.
And then you see your money,
Yeah. And there will be an unknown, any Bitcoin platform is also registered with the information, and that's found very suspicious, okay?
Yes, now it's mine.
So was this activity flagged through the Bendigo Bank?
No, eBay rang me.
Ah.
Yeah, eBay rang me and said, we're doing this.
This is Ron Davis. Sir, I am Ron Davis and I'm from the ANSI department, that anti-fraud department of the Bendigo. Because the thing is that your MasterCard has been, I'm just confirming you the MasterCard information, okay? The thing is that do you have any MasterCard from the Bendigo which is connected to your, sorry?
Uh, I'm not from Bendigo, thing. I said it's MasterCard from debit card from Commonwealth Bank.
Yes, yes. And that is also saved onto your information. Let me just show you, sir. You just simply do one thing. Open the settings. Open the settings.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Can you just check out your bank?
Okay.
Yes, sir, I'm listening to you, sir.
Hello? You can't put your wife on until the picture.
I beg your pardon?
My wife wants the picture.
Hello, Rob.
Yes, madam.
Yes, hi. Can we just grab your details and a phone number and a contact number for you, please? And then we'll get back to you. We just need to check a few details, if that's okay.
Oh, yes, you can.
Yeah, hold that. I'm just going
to and may I get your good name, madam?
What? Megan.
Yeah, my name's Megan.
Okay.
Your direct number?
Yes, absolutely, ma'am. Absolutely.
Yep.
Just give me a moment. I'm providing you my number. You can write down. The helpline number will be, it's 02.
Yep.
40.
Yep.
Did you write down, madam?
Yeah, I've got it.
02-40-17.
Yep.
0332.
Hang on. 02-40-17.
0332.
0332. Okay. And you're Ron Davis.
Absolutely. And you can just simply write down the case reference ID will be security_0786.
0786. And that's the case number.
Yes.
Security_0786.
0786.
0786. Okay. All right. Look, Paul will give you a call back shortly to finalize the next process. So, as far as you're concerned, the activity has come off a debit card.
Yes. I am just informing you the account details, madam, from where the suspicious activities has been coming out. I'm just confirming you the account information one more time. The suspicious activities are coming out from the account number, which is ending with 945 from the Bendigo.
945.
And there will be another suspicious charge has been made from the Combank, which is for $28.25, which has been already authorized. All right. So that's.
The $28 amount has already been debited from the Combank.
Yes. You can just see onto your account, onto your Combank. You can just simply log into your account, and you can just check. There will be a transaction ID ending with 6163 for $28.25.
Okay. All right. Just telling
you're going to go to the rest. I said that before, but I said the money's been taken out. Yeah, $28.
Yes, absolutely. Because this is the money is in a small amount, and that's why we do not put any verification things onto that. But again, there will be a payment from made has been from your Bendigo, and that's why we have just found, because both the purchases are the same purchases, okay? And that's we found something little suspicious, and that's why we have just contacted to you, Mr. Paul. Understand?
Yeah, all right. Mind you,
so that's why we need to just take simply major steps, and we will just simply help you to just simply canceling those things.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what happens there, mate?
Yeah. So can you
what
just... I beg your pardon?
What happens there? What do you do now?
Yes. So I need to just take simply major steps to just simply do the things. Now, I just simply want to just simply confirming you that the thing is that, as I told you, we have just found 6 to 7 foreign IP address onto your Bendigo account, all right? So what we are going to do, we are just simply going to attach our electronic account, which is not a genuine account, all right, which is an electronic account on which we have just put the security, all right? So what will happen once you are going to add the account onto your Bendigo, the hackers who are going to be active, they are just simply going to get inside that account, and we are just going to just simply catch them, and we will just find their IP address. Okay?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, but I'm going to get back to work, Mike, so I can't really talk now. I'll go to the head office, Mike.
I understand, but it is also needed for the security. You need to understand that, sir.
Buddy.
Sorry?
You there?
Yes, yeah, I'm listening to you.
This is someone different. We work in right here, head office, the Commonwealth Bank. I've told him just to wander down the bank and sort it out. He's
all right.
Beginning to sell over the phone, okay?
We are not authorized to ask you any of your details over the line. We haven't asked any of the details. We have already confirming the details. Sorry?
He's not going to confirm it. He's just going to walk. I'll probably just go next door to the bank, mate. They can sort it out there.
Okay. All right. No problem then. That's your choice then. Yeah.